We are expecting two mass opposition rallies in direct defiance to the warnings of Iran's supreme leader. There's been pretty much a media blackout in Iran, and our one reporter there on the ground has been told you cannot do any live reports unless you submit an application and that application is approved. So at this point, we cannot bring you any live reports. But one of our guests told us that he had heard that some people were starting to gather. We also have heard from a journalist in Iran who says that police are surrounding the area where the main rally is supposed to take place.
Apparently, some movement from the council, however, the Guardian Council there, Iranian State TV reporting that the council has decided to recount about 10% of the ballot boxes from last week's election. However, as you know, the Supreme Leader came out yesterday and said it was a definitive victory for President Ahmadinejad, so don't see what the point of recounting anything would be right now.
Some pictures that we got out of Iran, they are uploaded, and we're going to try to get them to you now.
All right, Ivan Watson. Ivan, you keep an eye on this stuff. What do you have now?
Absolutely. Let's take a walk back here. This is coming from Twitter. Pictures today of what is described today as a large police presence in Tehran. Of course, this is coming from Twitter. You can see these uniformed and armed police with riot gear standing, rows of them on guard right now. An intimidating sight if you are an unarmed protester and you're about to participate in an illegal rally. And I got to tell you, we have to rely on sources like this for our information. These are some of the first pictures we've seen out of Tehran. We're not 100% sure that they're the real deal. This is coming from Twitter. The reason we have to rely on this, TJ, is because of this fax right here. This comes from the Iranian Ministry of Culture, and it says it's directed to all international media, and it says you are not allowed to report in Iran anything without first coordinating this with the Iranian authorities. So our hands are tied in Tehran right now. What we know from eyewitnesses that we've reached on the phone is that small pockets of protesters have tried to approach some of the meeting points, the squares in Tehran, where this demonstration is supposed to take place, and they have been met by large groups of police, uniformed police, perhaps these men here, and that in at least one case, an eyewitness says, tear gas was used to disperse these protesters.